Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Και πάλι ξαναγύρισες στη σκέψη μου απόψε. Το παρελθόν θυμήθηκα. Ξυπνήσανε φαντάσματα, με πήρανε τα κλάματα. Καρδιά, κι αν πόνεσες πολύ, το δάκρυ αν θέλεις κόψε.
Starting off this week's edition of Dialogos Radio with a song titled To Parathon Thimithika. You're tuned to Dialogos Radio, the Greek-American radio program which comes to you each week on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today on our broadcast we will hear more great Greek music such as the first song that we heard today, as well as 2 special features. On this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series, we will be speaking with Christina Papadopoulou, one of the founding members members of the Time Bank of Athens and Syntagma Square, who will talk to us about the Time Bank and how they have created an alternative economy that is based on the exchange of services and time instead of money and currency. This initiative was born out of the major Syntagma Square protests in Athens in 2011, and Papalopoulou will talk about how the Time Bank has grown since then and what their goals are for the future. That is coming up in a few moments on this week's Dialogos interview series, and also today, we will be launching a new initiative in collaboration with The Press Project, a reputable news and information web portal from Greece, which has become one of the foremost sources of news and information of Greece during the economic crisis. We'll have more details about that a little later on in today's broadcast, but for now, we'll get started with this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with Christina Papalopoulou of the Time Bank of Athens in Syntagma Square here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. With us now on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is Christina Papalopoulou of the Time Bank of Athens in Syntagma Square. And Christina, thank you, first of all, for joining us today. To get us started, share with us an introduction to the Time Bank and what it does and how it first got started.
Hello, Mihaly. Thank you as well for inviting me. So the Time Bank is an exchange network of services that started on May of 2011 in Syntagma Square during the protest that happened there. So it is a group of people that were met there and made it possible for this Time Bank to work and operate. We have a website, and this website right now, anyone who wants can participate by creating a profile. And there are a lot of people that have profiles and exchange services. Our currency is time. We don't use money when we exchange services. We use time as a currency. So in the beginning, we started in Syntagma Square. Then when the things are finished, other people give us space so that we can operate and do our assemblies. We created the website. The website now has almost 3,000 participants, 3,000 profiles. I think that more people got involved now because more people know about it.
And what kinds of services do its members and participants provide?
It is a huge variety of services. I think that you can find anything you want there. The services that really, really work well right now are all the technical things like electricians, plumbers, also a lot of lessons like English lessons, foreign languages lessons, music lessons, any kind of lessons you can imagine. Also, we have two dentists that really, really work. And also, psychotherapy is a service that works really well because we have a lot of psychotherapists and people really, really need that. We have health services, we have technical services, we have education, and even not so important things like astrology or, massage or things that, are just for fun.
From what I understand, the Time Bank of Athens in Syntagma Square was inspired in part by similar efforts that were established in other countries such as Argentina. Is this the case?
Not just Argentina. It's the Time Banks work in all over the world, and especially in the United States and in Europe, like in Spain or France. They work for years ago, since the beginning of the 20th century. Time Banks working all over the world. It's a project that works all over the world. It's with different, of course, styles, or it's not exactly the same like we operate. But of course, Argentina is an example for us, not because because of the time banks, of a specific time bank that operated there, but because we have seen that during the crisis in Argentina, a lot of initiatives started there and people participated. But when the crisis stopped, the whole systems collapsed. So Argentina is for us an example so that we won't do the same mistakes to organize networks and initiatives like time banks into these networks. But we want these networks to be alive and sustainable after the crisis as well.
Are there other similar efforts that you are aware of which have been established in Athens or in other parts of Greece?
Yes, of course, there are time banks. The first time bank that started all over Greece was the European Network of Women, which is the first time bank that started, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. So when we started, we got inspired in a way by this network. But this network didn't have a website. It was a different way that was operating and still operates differently. But the philosophy is the same. So it's the oldest network. And also after us, a lot of smaller time banks were created all over Athens. And right now there is a time bank in Holargos. There is a time bank in Exarchia. There is a time bank in Moschato and, you know, in other places that don't cooperate it like we do, but they work and they are smaller and probably more efficient in a way, because time banks work better in neighborhoods because you know each other and people don't really trust each other. So our dream was that, to create small time banks in every area of Athens.
We are on the air with Christina Papadopoulou of the Time Bank of Athens and Syntagma Square here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. Christina, the Time Bank has an active presence online as well. How do you utilize the internet and social media in your efforts?
First of all, the internet is very basic for us because our platform is based on the internet, you know. In order for anyone who wants to participate to be an active member, has to create, as I told you before, a profile in our platform. So the internet is the tool that we use to have profiles and exchange time. The social media is another subject. We use social media. For example, we have a Facebook account, a Facebook page, and a Facebook group, two different pages. And we use it in order for us to be able to explain what the time bank is in anyone that is interested, and also promote our events to a bigger size of population. And it works. It's okay. I think it's important to use the social media in a way. It is a cheap and very efficient tool. So for us, it is very useful.
Has there been any media coverage, either in Greece or overseas, of the Time Bank and its efforts?
Yes, and specifically I can say that we receive a lot of emails, you know, from media in order for us to participate in some TV shows, or for example, or, you know, documentaries. But we choose who we want to talk. We don't want to talk to everybody. We have to be very careful in the process of choosing people. We prefer to talk to independent journalists that understand our philosophy and, you know, the way that we operate. And right now, yes, we spoke with a journalist from Le Monde. There was a documentary in Arte, which is a very nice, very, very nice German-French network. Also, we participated in a documentary of BBC, that it was very, very well planned. Also, we speak with people, you know, with an independent journalist, or people that really, really want to present us in the way we want, like you, or we give a lot of information to students that do researches, and this kind of participation and that we choose, the participation that we choose to do.
Overall, how would you say that efforts such as yours contribute to providing a possible solution for Greek citizens who are experiencing this very severe economic crisis in our country?
First of all, I have to say that we don't want to be a solution only for this period of crisis. Of course, crisis creates more needs that can be covered by time banks, but our goal is not to be a solution just for this period that people face what they face. the difficulty is that they are bigger and, you know, wider, huger than they were before. But we want people to use our network because they understand the philosophy behind it. And it's about solidarity. It's about being able to satisfy needs without thinking that money are necessary, be able to be not so materialistic as a person, or such a big consumer that creates millions of needs that they are not so important. So in a way, it's a philosophy. We want people to understand that this network can help them, but only if they use it, if they make it, if they use this network in their everyday life. As much as you use the services of the network, the better it is for you. You understand the concept, you understand its value, but not only for the crisis. This has to be a way of life that inspires you and is what you need, what you want.
And this, of course, leads right to my following question, which is, as far as I understand, the ultimate goal of the Time Bank is to establish itself within Greek society and to continue to operate even if the economic situation in the country recovers eventually.
Yes, 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 yes. This is the goal. And this is the difference. And when you asked me about Argentina, this didn't happen in Argentina. For us, Argentina is a bad example of what we have to overcome, not to do the same mistakes. Yes, we want our Time Bank, and not only this our Time Bank. I mean, I think this is the purpose of every initiative of solidarity that started in Greece, that there is in Greece, and there are a lot of different kinds of networks that are not just Time Banks. So I think that the dream and the goal of every network that is based on solidarity and on exchange, or, you know, an anti-capitalistic way of operation, is this: to be able to be sustainable, alive, and help people to understand what is important in life and what it isn't important in life.
Finally, and in closing, where can our listeners find out more information about the Time Bank of Athens and Syntagma Square, and how they could also perhaps participate in your efforts?
They can find information in our website, which is www.time/exchange.gr. Then they can read all the, you know, the philosophy and everything, how we operate. And there also they can be and create profiles and be members of our Time Bank. Now, how they can participate, of course, they can create profiles and start the exchanges. So they can use our platform, our website. And also they can be part of our assembly, of our organizational team. We do assemblies once every week. And there people that are interesting and have time to help, you know, we try to organize events, we try to make the platform better. Actually, we try to make our platform better than already it is. So we have something like an organizational group that we do take care of the Time Bank and try to make it more efficient. So they can be part of this group as well if they want.
Christina, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos Interview Series, and best of luck with all your future efforts.
Thank you, Michalis, for your support and everything, and I want to send greetings to Greeks all over the world.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, where we had the opportunity to speak with Christina Papadopoulou of the Time Bank of Athens in Syntagma Square in Greece. The podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, on our apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and Google Chrome, in iTunes and TuneIn.com, in Aswell Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system. system. Stay tuned as we have a new special feature and an announcement coming up in a few moments here on the Alagos Radio pertaining to our new collaboration with the Press Project, one of Greece's foremost news and information websites. That is coming up after some more music here on the Alagos Radio.
Σας μυστικά, τι γλυκό να σ' αγαπούν και να σου το λένε, μάτια που μελαγχολούν και κρυφά σου κλαίνε, και κρυφά και κρυφά και κρυφά σου σιγοκλαίνε, και κρυφά και κρύφα, και κρύφα σου σιγοκλαίνε. Σου το λένε μάτια που μελαγχολούν και κρυφά σου κλαίνε, και κρυφά και κρυφά και κρυφά σου σιγοκλαίνε, και κρυφά και κρυφά και κρυφά σου σιγοκλαίνε.
Πάει τσάρκα στη Θεσσαλονίκη και τριγυρνούσα στην ακροθαλασσιά. Ξαφνικά στο πλάι να με προσπερνάει, είδα μια ωραία σαλονικιά. Στο λευκό το πύργο πήρα τα φιλιά της, είχε και ένα σπίτι στη Καλαμαριά. Από το βαρδάρι ήταν η μαμά της, πάπου προς πάπου σαλονικιά. Στην Αριστοτέλους πιάσαμε κουβέντα και περπατήσαμε στη Τσιμισκή. Από εκεί και πέρα γίναμε παρέα και γίναμε ζευγάρι εγώ κι αυτή. Στο λευκό το πύργο πήρα τα φιλιά της, είχε και ένα σπίτι στην Καλαμαριά. Από το βαρδάρι ήταν η μαμά της, πάπου προς πάπου σαλονικιά. Μέσα σε δυο μήνες βάλαμε στεφάνι, στον Άγιο Δημήτρη έγινα γαμπρός. Κι από Αθηναίος μέσα σε δυο μήνες έγινα ρε μάγκα μου σαλονικιός. είχε και ένα σπίτι στην Καλαμαριά. Από το Βαρδάρι ήταν η μαμά της, πάπου προς πάπου Σαλονικιά. Στο Λευκό το πύργο πήρα τα φιλιά της, είχε και ένα σπίτι στην Καλαμαριά. Από το Βαρδάρι ήταν η μαμά της, πάπου προς πάπου Σαλονικιά.
Και θάλασσα κι εγώ χρυσοφυλή στο λογυμνό κορμί σου. Νύχτα ντυμένη με πανσέλινο και μέθησα σε εκείνη τη γλυκιά την τρικυμία της φωνής σου. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου, σ' αγαπώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου, σ' αγαπώ. Αντιμένη με πανσέλινο και με περνές εκεί που δεν μπορεί παρά να αναστενάζεις. Νύχτα ντυμένη με πανσέλινο και τρόμαζα στη σκέψη πως μπορεί ποτέ μια τέτοια νύχτα να ξεχάσεις. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου, σ' αγαπώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου, σ' αγαπώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου, σ' αγαπώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω στο σώμα σου απάνω περπατώ. Όποιο δρόμο και να πάρω γίνεσαι σκιά μου.
Σε βλέπω στο ποτήρι μου όταν τελειώσει το πιάτο δεν ξέρω τι θα γίνω. Σαν ακούρδι στο ρολόι που δεν παίρνει πια στροφή, το μυαλό μου έχει μείνει στη δική σου τη μορφή. Σε βλέπω στο ποτήρι μου και πίνοντας σε πίνω κι όταν τελειώσει το πιάτο δεν ξέρω τι θα γίνω. Πίνω απ' τις 9 το βράδυ και φτάσε 3:30 και το νου μου βασανίζει η δική σου θύμηση. Σε βλέπω στο ποτήρι μου και πίνοντας σε πίνω, κι όταν τελειώσει το πιωτό δεν ξέρω τι θα γίνω.
The Alagos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast The Alagos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, thealagosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. This is The Alagos Radio, where we just heard Jenny Vanu and one of her classic hit songs titled Se Vlepo Sto Potiri Mou. Prior to that, we heard Dimitra Galani singing Opio Dromo Ke An Paro, Kostas Makedona singing Ston Lefko Ton Pirgo, and we began that set of music with Haris Alexiou singing Ti Glikona Sagapoun. And coming up now here on The Alagos Radio is the launch of our new collaboration with The Press Project, one of Greece's up-and-coming and most popular news and information websites. In the coming weeks, The Alagos Radio content, including our podcasts and some of our interviews, will begin appearing on the websites of the Press Project and the English language Press Project International, and we will begin airing content produced by the Press Project, including a weekly news roundup with the news and information from Greece. We are very excited to be launching this new collaboration, and we will begin now with the very first edition of the weekly news roundup brought to you by the Press Project here on the Alagos Radio.
This is The Week in Review. Welcome to the weekly news roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International, straight from Athens. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net. This week marked the fourth anniversary since George Papandreou, speaking from the remote island of Kastellorizo, announced that Greece would be signing an emergency bailout agreement with the IMF, the European Commission, and the European Central Bank, commonly known as the country's troika of lenders. This Wednesday, the 23rd of April, was also the day that Eurostat announced its much-awaited figures for the Greek government's finances in 2013. According to the European Commission and the Greek government, the data confirm that for the first time in a generation, the country achieved a primary budget surplus of 1.5 billion euros last year, following 4 years of punishing austerity. The achievement of the surplus is seen as a significant milestone, and one that will pave the way for discussions in the coming months for steps to make Greece's overall debt sustainable. Following two massive bailout loans, the country's debt now stands at 318 billion euros. But others, both in Greece and abroad, urge caution, stating that the cloud of the Greek crisis is far from over. The country's economy remains in its sixth year of recession, and the past 4 years of austerity have seen its GDP shrink by 20% and unemployment skyrocket to 26.7%, with rates over 50% for the young. Furthermore, news outlets, including the Wall Street Journal and The Guardian, have raised questions over the methods used by the government and the Troika to calculate the primary budget surplus supposedly achieved. These, which apply only to Greece, discount any spending that is of a temporary nature, namely the recapitalization of Greek banks. If this spending is included, then the surplus disappears to be replaced with a primary deficit of 15.9 billion euros, or 10% of GDP. The left-wing opposition party Syriza ran into trouble this week after the party withdrew two of its candidates for the upcoming European and local elections. Sabiha Süleyman, a Roma activist from Thrace, was initially included in the party's electoral list of candidates for the European Parliament. However, the party backtracked under intense fire from members of the Muslim minority in the northern region who object to her candidacy, claiming that she serves the interests of Greek foreign policy instead of representing the interests of the Muslim minority of Thrace. Ms. Süleyman was replaced by a more mainstream candidate from the Greek Muslim community, but the incident was seen by many as a mishandling by Syriza of the highly sensitive issue of the Muslim minority in the north of Greece. Syriza was further damaged when another of its candidates, Ahmed Kurt, was forced to resign when it emerged that he had posted a picture to Twitter of a meeting with Turkish politician Devlet Bahçeli, who has been linked to the Turkish extremists, the Grey Wolves. A new study published in the Journal of Social Science and Medicine has found a direct link between the implementation of austerity in Greece and the concurrent increase in suicides. According to the paper's authors, Dr. Nikolaos Adonakakis and Professor Alan Collins of the University of Portsmouth, for every 1% drop in government spending, there was a 0.43% increase in the number of men taking their own lives. Focusing on the suicides of 551 Greek men between 2009 and 2010, the researchers found that men between the ages of 45 and 89 were most likely to kill themselves due to the effects of the economic crisis, as they were most likely to be affected by job losses and salary and pension cuts. The paper's authors called on the authorities to put greater emphasis on stimulating economies to mitigate the negative effects of austerity on the suicide rate. Once again, local Greek traditions of celebrating Orthodox Easter with guns and fireworks left a bloody mark this past holiday weekend. In Rethymno of Crete, a 25-year-old man lost his life, and another was seriously injured when a 41-year-old man began firing off a gun during the celebrations. The weapon reportedly malfunctioned, causing the grave injuries to the two young men. Meanwhile, on the island of Santorini, an American tourist suffered life-threatening injuries after an unknown person threw a powerful firework into a crowd outside a church in the town of Ia on Saturday night. The explosion caused severe burns and internal injuries to the woman, who is being treated in hospital after undergoing surgery. Another three people, one Greek and two American tourists, including the woman's husband, were also injured in the incident. And finally, an invitation by the New York Police Department on Twitter calling for users to send in photographs of themselves posing with police officers backfired in a spectacular fashion this week, when the hashtag MyNYPD was promptly hijacked by Twitter users who posted images of apparent police brutality instead. Within hours of the initial invitation, the trend of highlighting police abuse spread to numerous countries, including Greece, where the MyElas hashtag was coined and used to tag pictures of often blatant and shocking instances of police violence. This has been your weekly news roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International. For more Greek news, please go to thepressproject.net.
Take the Allegos Radio on the go with you with the new The Allegos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to The Allegos Radio and The Allegos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles, all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just heard the weekly news roundup here on the Allegos Radio, specially produced for us by the Press Project. We'll get back to some more music now. Keep it locked in here on the Allegos Radio.
Το Σάββατο ή την Κυριακή αυτή την εβδομάδα θα κάνω κάτι που καιρό το είχα κατά νου. Θα πάρω το βαρκάκι μου ό,τι καιρό κι αν έχει και θα ανοιχτώ απέναντι προς το Καραμπουρνού. Να δω όλες τις γειτονιές παλώνιζα μικράκι, να θυμηθώ τις ομορφιές που πήγα να δειχά. Φρέσκο ασβεστωμένο μες στα δέντρα το μπαΐρι και δίχως αυτοκίνητα τα λεμοναδικά. Κρύβει πόνο, ένα τέτοιο ταξίδι στα παλιά. Τότε που μόνα μου συνεργά δυο μάτια να ρουφάν το ήλιο βασίλεμα αργά. Κι άλλοτε πάνω στις βιτρίνας τα εργαλεία να ξέρω σταλιάζουν λεμαργά. Όλη από εκεί μακριά δεν είναι τόσο γκρίζα και ο χωριά της φαίνεται να είναι γαλανός. Μακριά εκεί ορίζοντας πάβει πια να ορίζει και γύρω
και ουρανός. Κρύβει πόνο, κρύβει πόνο, ένα τέτοιο ταξίδι στα παλιά. Τότε που μόνα μου συνεργά δυο μάτια, να ρουφάν το ήλιο βασίλεμα αργά, κι άλλοτε πάνω στις βιτρίνας τα εργαλεία, να ξέρω σταλιάζουν λεμαριά.
Χρυσά δαχτυλίδια να δω να φοράς, χιλιάδες στολίδια παντού να σε δω να κρεμάς. Στα μαλλιά σου τα κύματα, στην ποδιά σου φιλήματα, στα όνειρά σου τα σχήματα του φεγγαριού. Στεφάνια λουλούδια να δω να κρατάς, του Μάνου τραγούδια να ακούσω να μου τραγουδάς. Στα μαλλιά σου τα κύματα, στην ποδιά σου φιλήματα, στα όνειρά σου τα σχήματα του φεγγαριού. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια στου ουρανού τα πανηγύρια. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια γιατί σ' αγαπώ. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια στου ουρανού τα πανηγύρια. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια γιατί σ' αγαπώ. Δόξα το Θεό ξανά. Φύρια να δω να περνάς, κεριάκια για στήρια να ανάβεις και να προσκυνάς. Στα μαλλιά σου τα κύματα, στην ποδιά σου φιλήματα, στα όνειρά σου τα σχήματα του φεγγαριού. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια στου ουρανού τα πανηγύρια. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια γιατί σ' αγαπώ. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια στου ουρανού τα πανηγύρια. Θα σπάσω 7 ποτήρια γιατί σ' αγαπώ. Δόξα το Θεό ξανά.
Φωτιά, πυροτέχνημα έχω καρδιά και φοβάμαι μια σπίθα πιο κοντά θα γίνουν αστεράκια οι δισταγμοί.
Διψασμένες φευγάτες ματιές στην ψυχή μου φωτίζουν γωνιές. Δεν φοβάμαι, έχεις γίνει άνεμος στο δάσος μου το φλογισμένο.
Ποιες όσες έχω ενοχές στο έρωτά σου τις φωτιές. Είμαι εγώ αλλού και εσύ φυλακή στη ζωή σου την άδεια, ναι.
Ποιες όσες έχω ενοχές που σε θέλω και με θες. Αλλά δεν μπορώ τα όνειρα να είναι
δεν μπορώ να μη σ' αγαπώ. Μες στο γέλιο σου κάνω βαρκάδα. Πήγαινε με απόψε αγκαλιά να δω σινεμά με μια πορτοκαλάδα. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ άλλο τον καιρό να περνάει χωρίς το φιλί σου. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ, δεν μπορούμε. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ να μη σ' αγαπώ. Μες στο γέλιο σου κάνω βαρκάδα. Πήγαινε με απόψε αγκαλιά να δω σινεμά με μια πορτοκαλάδα. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ άλλο τον καιρό να περνάει χωρίς το φίλι σου.
Φτάνει, φτάνει. Απ' τα λόγια σου πίνουμε εδώ. Ένα πέρασμα ψάχνω τρυφό στα αγγίγμα σου.
Είσαι ό,τι μου λείψε και ό,τι με έχει πλημμυρίσει. Yes.
Όσες έχω ενοχές στο έρωτά σου τις φωτιές. Είμαι εγώ αλλού και εσύ φυλακή στη ζωή σου την άδεια με καις.
Όσες έχω ενοχές που σε θέλω και μου θες. Άλλο δεν μπορώ. Τα όνειρα να ανεγραπέτε στα βράδια.
Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ να μη σ' αγαπώ. Μες στο γέλιο σου κάνω βαρκάδα. Πήγαινε με απόψε αγκαλιά να δω σινεμά με μια πορτοκαλάδα. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ άλλο το καιρό να περνάει χωρίς το φίλι σου. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ, δεν μπορούμε. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ να μη σ' αγαπώ. Μες στο γέλιο σου κάνω βαρκάδα. Πήγαινε με απόψε αγκαλιά να δω σινεμά με μια πορτοκαλάδα. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ άλλο τον καιρό να περνάει χωρίς το φίλι σου.
Δεν μπορείς,
δεν μπορώ, δεν μπορούμε.
Σ' αγαπώ, μες στο γέλιο σου κάνω βαρκάδα. Πήγαινε με απόψε αγκαλιά να δω σινεμά με μια πορτοκαλάδα. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ άλλο τον καιρό να περνάει χωρίς το φίλι σου. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ, δεν μπορούμε. Δεν μπορείς, δεν μπορώ να μη σ' αγαπώ.
Κάθε φορά που θέλεις πίσω να γυρίσεις, το μετανιώνεις με την πρώτη ευκαιρία. Μου λες σαν τύχη και ποτέ σου μ' αγαπήσεις, πως θα σου πάρω ένα κομμάτι ελευθερία. Πως θα σου πάρω ένα κομμάτι ελευθερία. Που πάνε και έρχονται γεμάτα επιβάτες, δίχως ταυτότητα και δίχως αριθμό. Μα δεν κρατάνε οι εφήμερες αγάπες, μοιάζουν με τρένα που δεν έχουν σταθμό. Που πάνε και έρχονται γεμάτα επιβάτες, δίχως ταυτότητα και δίχως αριθμό. Εγώ φοβάμαι μη τυχόν και με γελάσεις. Έχω ευαίσθητη καρδούλα και θα πάθει. Μα θες μόναχα τον καιρό σου να περάσεις. Είναι καλύτερα από τώρα να το μάθει. Είναι καλύτερα από τώρα να το μάθει. Μα δεν κρατάνε οι εφήμερες αγάπες. είναι τρένα που δεν έχουν σταθμό. Που πάνε και έρχονται γεμάτα επιβάτες, δίχως ταυτότητα και δίχως αριθμό. Μα δεν κρατάνε οι εφήμερες αγάπες, μοιάζουν με τρένα που δεν έχουν σταθμό. Που πάνε και έρχονται γεμάτα επιβάτες, δίχως ταυτότητα και δίχως αριθμό.
Ήρθες και θέλεις να το συζητήσουμε και με εκβιάζεις με κουβέντες και απειλές. Ήρθες και βάζεις όρους πως να ζήσουμε κι εγώ που νόμιζα πως μόνο εμένα θες. Άστο, άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο. Μη βάζεις όρους κι αγάπη μιλάμε, και στην αγάπη συμφωνίες δεν χωράνε. Άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο. Ήρθες και θέλεις να το συζητήσουμε, τα θέλεις όλα, ούτε λίγο, ούτε πολύ. Κάνεις τα πάντα, συμφωνία για να κλείσουμε. Θέλεις συμβόλαιο μαζί μου δηλαδή. Άστο, άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο. Μη βάζεις όρους για αγάπη μιλάνε, και στην αγάπη συμφωνίες δεν χωράνε. Άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο. Άστο, άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο. Μη βάζεις όρους για να μην μιλάμε, και στην αγάπη συμφωνίες δεν χωράνε. Άστο να πάει, άστο, άστο πονάει, άστο.
Βάζεις δύσκολα του κόσμου αυτού του αμυαλού και ξενυχτάς με το ζεϊμπέκικο του αρχαγγέλου. Γελάς με γέλιο δύνατο κι όποιος αντέξει. Μετά ζητάς σιωπή που δε σηκώνει λέξη. Μοναχική και σπάνια γυρνάς μες στα Βαλκάνια, ανέμους να θερήσεις. Σαν Παναγιά σ' έναν τεκέ ψάχνεις του κόσμου το λεγέ για να τον καθαρίσεις. Μουσική.
μακρινούς θεούς τις νύχτες ονειρεύεσαι. Και μ' όποιον ήλιος σε για μας τον ερωτεύεσαι. Οχτώ μποφόρ κι δράκι βγήκανε στο κύμα. Παίρνεις μελάνι και φτερό και γράφεις πείμα. Μοναχική και σπάνια γυρνάς μες στα Βαλκάνια. Ανεμούς να θερήσεις σαν Παναγιά σ' έναν τεκέ. Ψάχνεις του κόσμου το λεκέ για να τον καθαρίσεις. Μοναχική και σπάνια γυρνάς μες στα Βαλκάνια. Ανέμους να θερήσεις σαν Παναγιά σε έναν τεκέ. Ψάχνεις του κόσμου το λεκέ για να τον καθαρίσεις.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. We just wrapped up a long set of great Greek music here on Diálogos Radio a moment ago with Dimitris Mitropanos and one of his classics titled Το Ζεμπέκικο του Αρχάγγελου. Right before that, we heard Yannis Parios with Άστο να πάει, Άλκιστης Πρωτοψάλτη with Εφήμερες Αγάπες, Στέφανος Κορκολής and Ελένη Δήμου singing Δεν Μπορούμε, Γιάννης Κότσιρας with Εφτά Ποτήρια, and we started out with the late great Νίκος Παπάζογλου and a song titled Σύνεργα. This week's edition of Diálogos Radio is just about ready to come to a close. But in the coming weeks here on Diálogos Radio, we will be bringing you a series of interviews which will be focusing on the upcoming European parliamentary elections and the local elections that will be taking place in Greece at the end of May. And during this time, we will be speaking with representatives from various political parties and movements in Greece, and in particular, those parties that do not receive as much attention as some of the major parties in the news media. One interview that we have already lined up and confirmed is with Elias and Leonidas Papadopoulos of the Do Not Pay movement in Greece, and we'll have that as well as several other interviews coming your way on our upcoming broadcasts, as well as more news and information as part of our new collaboration with the Press Project. We'll wrap up today's show with one final song. We'll hear Michalis Hadzianis and one of his recent hits titled Trizoes. The Diálogos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place. Until then, thank you for listening and have a wonderful weekend.
Είναι η αγάπη. Εκεί που λέω είναι μακριά, φαίνεται κάτι. Εκεί που φτάνω στο βυθό και λέω πεθαίνω. Τα δυο σου χέρια εγώ κρατώ και ανεβαίνω. σε βρέχει. Εκεί που λέω πως θα κοπεί η αγάπη αντέχει. Και πάντα βρίσκει μια ρογμή στο πρόσωπο σου. Η αγάπη γίνεται εσύ και εγώ δικό σου.
Τρεις φορές θα σου.